For quite a while, Secretary of State Matt Schultz says he's heard people say that some immigrants who are not citizens have been voting here.
You know, it's a concern I've had even before I was elected Secretary of State.
So once in office, he got a list from the Iowa Department of Transportation of people who are here with green cards or visas. They're legal, in other words, so they can get a driver's license, but they're not U.S. citizens.
And we took that file and matched it against our file for voter registration records and came back with a substantial number of hits.
About 1,000 names, he says, of people who weren't citizens, at least when they applied for a driver's license, but who are registered to vote and even voted in past elections. Schultz agrees that's not totally reliable, since a voter could have gained citizenship later. So now, after months of resisting, the federal government has agreed to let states like Iowa check their voters' lists against a federal law enforcement database to more reliably locate the non-citizens with voter cards. Schultz says the integrity of the election system is at stake. Critics disagree.
This is more of an attempt to neutralize basically the Hispanic vote.
That's Randall Wilson with the ACLU of Iowa.
This is the type of tactic that comes up every time we have a presidential election year.
Wilson says there's no such thing as a federal list of non-citizen residents to check voter names against. Secretary Schultz agrees there's not one catch-all database, but Homeland Security will act as a clearinghouse to get information from other federal agencies. Randall Wilson says that won't be reliable.
It is too wide a net. Citizens will be stricken from the rolls.
Wilson says Florida recently took the lead to get access to the federal data, but that was after they purged their voter rolls of hundreds of actual citizens. It's now up to the federal government to approve Iowa's application. Then the legislature's Administrative Rules Review Committee will have to sign off. But Emmitsburg Senator Jack Kibbe, a Democrat, says we haven't had much voter fraud here.
This has got anything to do with curtailing legal voters from voting or even questioning their vote, then I'm opposed to it. Why are we doing this now? Why haven't the previous secretaries of state done this?
But Kibbe says the initiative isn't as bad as another Republican favorite, requiring identification to vote. Secretary Schultz says some non-citizens may have mistakenly thought they could vote, but still, he says, it states clearly on the voter registration card you have to be a citizen. He says he's glad that the Department of Homeland Security finally agreed to release the immigration data.
I was considering a lawsuit, but now I don't have to. And I'm glad about that.
But critics predict that civil libertarians will sue, starting in Florida, to stop the purging project. They say there's too much risk that legal voters will be harmed with too little time to fight back before November. I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.